The fact that Meghan will be really unbelievably good at the job part of her royal life is a huge relief to me, Harry said at the time, because she'll be able to deal with everything else that comes with it. Had they been driven out amid family power struggles, as ITV journalist and longtime Harry friend Tom Bradby has claimed, or did the couple just see a brighter future for themselves outside the confines of the royal family? Those close to Charles deny reports that he sought to slim down the monarchy by squeezing out his younger son and daughter-in-law, and William and Harry issued a joint denial on January 13th that William had bullied his brother in any way. But what is certain is that Meghan's own words in an interview with Bradby in October revealed the direction things were headed. It's not enough to just survive something. You've got to thrive. Rather than thrive, sources say, the couple felt stifled by the ribbon-cutting nature of much of the job and the financial restrictions on working outside the family firm. It is impossible for any foreigner to really understand the subtleties of the British royal family and how they expect one another to behave, says Penny Junor, author of Prince Harry, Brother, Soldier, Son. Though the particulars have yet to be worked out, declining to continue receiving UK taxpayer funds from the sovereign grant opens the door to new avenues of income, such as TV and book deals, while allowing the couple to focus on their own causes with a little less constraint and still be supporting the institution and the monarch, says a friend. Still, there was bewilderment within the palace walls at Meghan and Harry's statement that they look forward to continuing to collaborate with Her Majesty the Queen. You don't collaborate with the Queen, one courtier reacted with incredulity. To say that about the Queen is remarkable. The move came after months of tension between the couple and the rest of the royal family. Meghan was struggling to cope with a new culture, and Harry doesn't know how to best handle things, so they end up making rash decisions because he wants to protect her, says a source close to the royal household. While many insiders note that the couple were lavished by the palace with a grand wedding, refurbished home, and tailored foreign tours, the negative press they endured left Meghan deeply, deeply hurt, says the household source, and feeling unsupported by her in-laws. Her outsider status as a biracial American made things even more difficult. When she told Bradby, a longtime Harry pal, that not many people have asked if she was doing okay, insiders said the comment was aimed squarely at the family.